This podcast is sponsored by Exact Sciences, a leading provider of cancer screening and diagnostic tests. To learn more, visit exactsciences.com.
Hello, welcome to Reopening Sardine. This is a five-episode series of The Corner Table, a podcast about food and drink in Madison, Wisconsin. The Corner Table is produced and hosted by me, Lindsay Christians, Cap Times food editor.
And me, Chris Lay, occasional Cap Times contributor and podcast operations manager for Lee Enterprises. We have arrived at the final episode of our series. If you missed the other episodes, we gently encourage you to pause right now and start at the beginning, just to make sure you get the appropriate amount of context. Obviously, you can also go out of order. We will not judge.
We wanted to use this final episode to spin forward and see how some other restaurants in Madison are doing. Some, like Bar Coralini on Atwood Avenue, reopened for dine-in over a year ago. Others, like Halong Bay, have only been seating people inside for a couple of weeks. At Mintmark, staff has noticed new regulars, people they only knew from the top halves of their faces.
I went downtown to talk with Jennifer DeBolt at the Old Fashioned, one of my go-to spots when I want to show off downtown. Lindsay caught up with the new owners of Marigold Kitchen, and of course, we went back to Gates & Brovey, Sardine's sister restaurant, to hear how things have changed there.
If you love Madison restaurants and you're looking for some good news, you are going to love this episode. Give a listen and let's wrap this up in style.
Cheers! Cheers.
Bar Coralini had been open for less than a year when the pandemic shut everything down. Led by Chef Giovanni Novella and new general manager Terry Long, it's a neighborhood spot for wood-fired pizza, pasta, and Aperol spritzes at happy hour. Terry said they're still working on getting enough staff to put out the whole patio, but otherwise, things are going pretty good.
Did you reopen for dine-in after the June 2nd mask?
Yeah, right at June 2nd, we opened up to the 25% occupancy level, fully masked. We're fully open. We're still easing in certain portions, like our patio, just due to hiring shortages, but we're slowly gaining on that. And there's still an excitement that people are going out. That's from staff and from patrons. We're still getting people that still have yet to go out. This will be their first time out, which, being out almost every day doing this, it's kind of shocking to me, but I can understand why, you know, some people still haven't gotten to it. You know, and the staff is super excited to see full tables and, you know, crowded bars and things like that. It just feels more normal than what it's been for the past year. What's changed is the number of takeout calls, pickup calls, delivery calls. People got used to that. People enjoyed it. Our food travels really well, so we did very well with the to-goes and pickups and deliveries and all that kind of stuff. And we're still doing, you know, full occupancy and 200 reservations a night in this little restaurant on top of the to-goes. So that's been a challenge, but it's been interesting to see. As we've moved through the times to where we are now, it's just become almost normal again. I mean, we try to be kind of social here. We talk to everybody we possibly can, more than just, you know, what do you want for off the menu. It's more of interactions.
Yeah.
And people crave that, and people really like it. I think they missed it. For the most part, I think there's one or two left. We're all fully vaccinated. We have little wristbands that let everybody know that we're fully vaccinated.
That's great.
Yeah. And I don't know, people feel at ease when they come here because we have been so cautious throughout. You know, there are some people who will still put their masks on when we come over to the table. It's great. You know, whatever comfort level you're at, it's fine. Keep in mind, we've been open for a year. And we've gone from the 25 to the 50 to the 75. Everything has been exceptionally spaced out to a little couple more tables added here and there to higher occupancy levels. You know, we've always had, in my opinion, what I've heard, a safer kind of feel because of that spacing. Yeah, we haven't gotten any complaints about spacing at all since the restrictions lifted.
Do you find that there are times and days that are busier than they were pre-pandemic, that like people are dining at different times or at different ways?
It's definitely a larger late night group. People are eating much later. It could be partly because of the time of year too. And really, I can't quite figure it out yet. Sometimes we'll have a Tuesday that's our biggest night of the week. Sometimes it'll be a Thursday. You know, Fridays could be huge and Saturdays could be normal or vice versa. Like, there really isn't a pattern. When we were at the 25% occupancy, there would be people who would sit and chat for hours because that was their only time to be social. But now it's much, much closer to where it was back to pre-pandemic times.
So you mentioned that you have the patio, but you're not, like, serving it all the time because of staff issues?
Yeah, it essentially can fit 30 people. Right now we only have capacity for about 12, and that's basically due to we need some extra help in the kitchen, quite honestly. We've been monitoring every day to see, you know, stress levels for everybody, because it's, you know, we want as many people to come in as possible, but we also don't want our employees to feel overwhelmed or unsafe. You know, we want them to enjoy what they're doing. So we're trying to make sure everybody feels good and easing into this 100%, and then we'll go from there, especially when we get that staffing put into place. Just like in any industry, when it tanks, there is a large group of people who have always been on the cusp of maybe not staying in it. And when everybody went to quarantine life, they went their separate ways. And they were not available to come back when the restaurants reopened. And that was probably a good-sized portion of the population. As a result, a lot of the people that I'm hiring now, I'm hiring on the intangibles. No experience, but, you know, they're considerate and polite and on time, and they can have a conversation, and they're smart, and they have common sense. I can teach anything else. And a lot of the people that I'm hiring now, I'm finding, are just new to the industry completely. So we're building a whole new breed of service industry now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Ha Long Bay has been mobbed lately as Eastsiders crowd back into the Southeast Asian restaurant. Jean Tran opened it in 2009 on Willie Street, and since then it's become known for noodle soups, curries, and spring rolls. I stopped by on a quiet morning recently and caught up with Jean in a booth in the front of the restaurant. Behind me, there was plexiglass between the booths, and staff still wore masks.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just curious, how long have you been reopened to diners?
Since June 1st.
June 1st, okay, so recently.
About 3 weeks, yes.
Yeah, what has it been like since then?
It was a tough decision, you know, almost a year and a half that we've been closed. And it's very tough decision. I'm not sure if it's gonna be safe or how we're gonna feel with all the staff. I want to make sure with the customer to make sure everybody feel comfortable, feel safe. So I try to do any way possible to make everybody feel comfortable. So when we first opened, I put the sign up, make sure everybody wear masks. And I put the plexiglass wherever I can, you know. Yeah. So we do whatever we can to make people comfortable to dining, and also not just the customer, also the staff, they have to feel safe and comfortable too. It's been very difficult year for us, you know, for everyone, we're not alone. I remember the first day when I received the email from public health that we all have to shut down, but we be able to do the carry out. So I do carry out right away, just shut down the dining room. Since March 16, 2020, I remember exactly day. And we do the carry out since March 16, 2020 until June 1st, 2021, and we reopen for dining. We're still busy, crazy busy, which is I thankful for that. With all the community can dine out now, I great to see the community can get out and dining with us. So that's very grateful for that. But I can never can say the word thank you to all the community that support us throughout the year.
How is it trying to handle the dine-in on top of this increased carry-out? Has that been really tough?
Yes, yes. We, for over a year that we don't have dining, right? So only carry-out. Mm-hmm. So a little easier for us. And now this 3 weeks we've been do both. It's kind of like we have to go back and get used to. We done that before, but it's for a year that you don't do that. So we just don't get used to now. I think this week we do a little better now. We get used to. We start going back to where we were. I'm the main one back there.
Yeah.
So my kitchen is small too. So we have about 5 of us back there. So on a weeknight, but weekday we have six of us. So I'm the one that jump back and forth everywhere. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you made any changes to the menu?
We add a few items during the COVID. So I try to bring something simple, something easy. So I add a banh mi, the Chinese, the Vietnamese sandwich. So I was thinking, what can I bring the people to come here, just grab the sandwich?
I had heard that during COVID, some restaurants were really streamlining, like cutting down the number of things they made.
Actually, I go opposite.
I know.
I add pineapple fried rice.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and sesame beef. We just add on recently the sriracha chicken meatball, because I have a lot of extra the ground chicken, because we use the white meat chicken and then whatever. So not a nice piece. So I try not to waste anything. So I ground the meat and create the new item, the new menu, the sriracha meatball. Yeah. So we make from scratch here. Oh, the people feel very, they're very happy. We have all the good command today. They're so happy that they said they've been waiting to come back to dining. Yes, I've been extremely busy back there. Example, I order how many cases of broccoli, and I thought, okay, I have a lot left. Special the Father's Day weekend, and I check how many cases of broccoli I have left. I said, oh, I have plenty. But then 2 days, on Sunday and Monday, it's all gone. So my husband had to running around to Woodman, so he had to buy a lot of broccoli. Maybe the luckiest restaurant that we have, my former staff, a lot of them still coming back. They all worked for me before and they all come back. And I have a big family, so a lot of my sisters, they're here helping me too. I want people to know that I be very present to enjoy, welcome them back, and happy to see them dining back. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for that and thankful for that. That continue to support us. And I will do my best to serve them the good food and good service. Sometimes we so busy, we get behind and people wait for carry out and the food not ready, and then I want to say sorry to them. But we will try our best to do better.
At Mintmark, the best part of reopening has been seeing regulars return. Full disclosure, I am actually one of those regulars. Belle Stein, the bartender I talked with, said she's seeing new regulars too, people who ordered takeout during the pandemic but had never actually sat inside until this spring.
90% of my job is like creating relationships and having people that I see every week. And that was one of the hardest things about when the pandemic started and we closed, was all of these people that I only saw at the restaurant, that I only would talk to while I was here, but I would see them every single week, so I knew all about their lives and vice versa, and then they just disappear. And now that we're back inside, I'm seeing all of these people I haven't seen in over a year, and like they got a new haircut, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So that's like, that's been my favorite part, is all of the regulars coming back. And we even gained takeout regulars during the pandemic that had never even been to Mintmark inside before the pandemic. And became our takeout regulars and would get takeout every week, and now we're seeing them like at the bar, and it's like, oh my gosh, like I used to see you every Friday with a mask on during the winter, and now you're like here eating inside. And they're like, oh, the menu is like a little different than your takeout, because we had evolved our menu so much. So that's been like an awesome part too, is seeing not only the old regulars come back and reconnecting with them, but all of the new people that we've gained over the past year throughout takeout.
How long have you guys been open for dine-in service?
Since April, I think. So a few months now, yeah.
What has that been like?
Awesome and chaotic. I mean, I think anyone in the restaurant industry can say that it's chaotic. But for us, I think in a good way. Lots of like community support from old regulars that we haven't seen in like over a year. Everyone's back and like excited to be here again. So, and then once that mandate lifted, we went from like 0 to 100 like right away, being intensely busy, which was an adjustment.
Have you noticed any different dining patterns?
I mean, for us, it's like reservations are new. Dining patterns are different here because instead of having a long wait list and people like out the door, it's a little more controlled in the dining room. If anything, I've noticed that people are like spending more. They're excited to be here, so they're like going all out, spending all their money on awesome dinners. So, yeah. I've had a lot of people like thank us. Actually, because I think we've been extremely careful the entire time and waited a long time to open indoor, even though we were allowed to last summer, technically. But we waited basically over a year to have indoor space. So all of the people that know us and have been here, we've gotten a lot of praise for waiting and thanks for like making sure we're safe and everyone's vaccinated on staff so that we can feel safe working. There's been a couple times where people only want to sit outside. But now that we have the patio, we can offer that, so that's been awesome. So, yeah, it's been, like, a lot of, like, positive feedback for us, thankfully.
Are there things that are different, even, than they were pre-pandemic in terms of how you do service?
A little bit in terms of we have, like, sanitizers out at the tables and around the restaurant now, which we didn't have before. People, some servers or hosts, even if they don't feel comfortable, will wear their masks. People still sometimes, diners will wear their masks when they're coming inside. This restaurant has already been like very clean to begin with, so not much has changed except like making sure we're just maintaining those like cleanliness aspects and putting sanitizers out, making sure everyone's okay. But I mean, I was like one of two people in the front of house that was employed here the whole year during the pandemic. All of those little things I took for granted or got sick about working here would tire me out more than anything. Now I'm like, all of that I don't really care about anymore, you know? It's like, I'm just happy to be here and thankful that I've been here the whole time. And beyond that, it's like, I just want to put that behind me. It was tough. It was hard, but we did it. I mean, it was hard on everyone in restaurants. It's still hard coming back out of it, you know? But.
This podcast is sponsored by Exact Sciences, a leading provider of cancer screening and diagnostic tests. To learn more, visit exactsciences.com. The Old Fashioned was one of the first restaurants that I fell in love with after I moved to Madison, and it's always been the perfect go-to spot for when I'm entertaining out-of-town company. Last year, a well-publicized GoFundMe helped keep the restaurant going. I sat down with General Manager Jennifer DeBolt to talk about the changes they've made since reopening for dine-in.
So we closed, I want to say it was March 15th. It's such a weird thing. So we had, last summer we had, well, we did to go, strictly to go, from March 15th until like third week in June. And then we had an outside section, so we served outside. After that closed, we just did to-go food again. We've just been following the guidelines, and to date, we're just still doing 75% inside, and we have an outside section.
Yeah. So. How has that been, like, how have things changed, I guess, with the experiences for customers.
Well, of course, you know, we've got a lot more, you know, steps and sanitizing and, you know, moved to QR codes instead of hard menus. So there's been subtle changes, but nothing way out there. Other than it's really quiet in here compared to what it normally is. And
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and still we're not on the waits that we were pre-COVID. Like on a Friday, Saturday night, it's much easier to get a table. There's still a big segment of the population that's nervous about coming out, which we totally understand.
Yeah.
You know, we still are being cautious.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want anybody to be back in the boat we were before. And the other issue is, you know, we laid off 121 staff members. You know, and right now we're sitting at 34. We are able to, you know, retain. There's a big staff shortage going on.
Yep.
So that's the other issue. For a while, we just had 9 staff members, you know, which is really strange.
Was that like the lowest that you had when you were just doing, I guess, takeout over the weekend, over the winter?
Yeah. I don't blame a lot of staff. They got jobs at the post office or factories or, you know, salesmen or, you know, they did what they had to do, and we get it. But now it's to the point, like, we're almost where we can't open any more hours because of staff shortage. And I'm not sure where that's going to come from.
Yeah.
You know, we had to redesign our pay structure, which we actually wanted to do before all this happened. We have a new equal pay system where the dishwasher makes the same amount as a server. We're trying to drop people in the kitchen from that standpoint. So, yeah, it's rough. It's rough when you have people, and I get it, that, you know, when a kitchen person comes up to you and says, who's worked for you for 8 years, says, hey, I can make $2 more an hour here, and it's like, the amount of money is just like, what? But everybody's doing what they have to do to get staff.
Yeah.
So it's been a really interesting ride.
Do you have an idea when, like, 100% might be?
Yeah, in the summer at some point. We're, you know, the staff that have been with us, they've been just busting it. And so we're, like, going to be closed for, like, the 3rd through the 7th. We're going to, you know, it's time to take care of those staff members. So we're going to do a few things like that and then concentrate on, you know, reopening. Everyone's just trying to figure it out,
yeah.
You know? We've never had to deal with anything like this in almost 100 years.
Yeah.
So I think everybody, this is a big learning lesson. And God forbid it ever happens again, but I think that everybody will be in a much better position when if it ever does.
Yeah.
So Chris and I did our very first interview for this podcast series at Gates & Broby, which reopened for takeout last year. This is a more casual sister restaurant to Sardine. It's a family-focused spot in the Dudgeon Monroe neighborhood. And I spoke with two of the managers there who said dine-in has surprised them, in part because of how chill everyone has been.
My name is Tim Hynowski. I'm a general manager.
My name is Ashley Scafidi, and I'm the floor manager.
Dine-in service, we've been open since May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and that was when it was 50%. At that point, we were only open Monday through Wednesday nights and Sunday brunches. Within the past 2 weeks, we've been open for our brunches on Saturday and then Sunday evenings also, and then we've also opened on Tuesday. And as of June 2nd, we opened 100%. Things are going well. We're happy. You know, it feels good. 50 to 100% has been relatively easy, I would say. Partly because it was 50%, which was really nice that we were able to not open our doors full bore. Everyone coming back after 14 to 16 months of not working, even though you know what you're doing, you still have to get back into it. When 100% came about, that was the masks got lifted, and it was kind of surreal for all of us, I feel like. I wore my mask for the first 2 days because I was like, this still kind of feels a little weird. And then when you take it off, those first couple days, you see people and you see their faces again, and it's weird. But it only took a few days, and every quote-unquote regular that I see that comes in here, we have a conversation. For example, a couple came in last night. You know, they saw me and they wanted to give me a hug and they were super happy. They said, well, how does it feel? And I said, well, now that I've had this conversation with you, it feels really, really good.
I think I've noticed a lot of people are just so happy to be back. They thank us for opening our doors, for having the experience, and for some people, it's their first dining experience since the pandemic, and just kind of, I don't know, being gentle with them. Like, they're so excited, but also it's different, and it's like, oh, I'm eating next to somebody again, and somebody's serving me food.
There's something about, you know, human nature that when we're all in a place together, you know, even if it's a small group of people, there's a connection that's being made that we didn't have for so long. And being able to be okay with those feelings, because some of them are rooted in happiness, some of them are rooted in sadness. Life changed on the dime for us, you know, and now it's okay. It's not totally gone away. But that silver lining is being able to have that human connection. It's just really fun to be back and exciting to be a part of something again. You know, we were doing takeout for so long, and you can only put stuff into bags for so long and come in every day for 4 hours and pour ketchup and ranch and tartar sauce into ramekins and have people come in here and pick up their food with a mask and look at you and go, I just want to sit down and eat this. But thank you for being open. You know, thank you for being open it felt so good to hear those things. We just wanted to serve them a drink. We just wanted them to sit down and enjoy that. Just to be able to put something on a plate and have it look beautiful and know that it's hot and ready for them and that they can have a conversation over food. We can hear that conversation or be a part of that conversation mm-hmm. with them is really a neat thing.
Are there things about service now that are different than they were pre-pandemic?
At the beginning, there was a little apprehension about coming back.
I want to come back.
And
it's
a little scary.
Is this staff vaccinated then to sardine? Okay.
Yeah.
I figured as much.
Yeah. And there's no judgment either of guests. You know, it's we're safe, you know, mm-hmm. and we can only be as safe as the next person next to us. And people are going to take risks, but we are ourselves safe. And that's why we're happy to have the community come back in here. We have people who come in for to-go still, like our online ordering business. That was one thing that was, you know, a positive coming out of this, is that we never did online orderings. And
right,
we did to-goes and took phone orders and whatnot, but it wasn't huge business for us. Now this is a whole other added dynamic that even when everyone's fully vaccinated or whatever we get to, that people still have that option. It's a part of Gates of Broby now. You know, moms or dads will come in and their kids are outside and they have their masks on and they're like, I'm here for a pickup, and all the other moms and dads are like, all I want to do is go to that bar and have a drink, but I'll be back when my kids are vaccinated. We'll be the first ones here.
The thing that stands out to me is I think people, when they come in, they want to hang out now. Like, they come in and you can just see it. You see their face, they're having a good time, and it's like, I think I'll just chat for the next hour or two, which is great. But I'm not saying that people didn't take a while before, but I think more so now, they haven't seen this person in so long, or they haven't had this experience, especially on a nice day, you're sitting by a window. Why not just hang out for another 20, 30 minutes? So I think there's been more of that.
Definitely, and I thought it would be the opposite. It's funny that she says that. I thought that people were gonna be apprehensive and go, I'm gonna be in and out, I'm gonna go in here, I don't, you know, be on my tiptoes. But, you know, we have a very vigilant community here that, you know, got vaccinated, and they're like, I've paid my dues. I've been inside, cooped up, doing this for too long. I'm gonna do what's right for me, because I want to go out and I want to enjoy that. But I guess this is gonna hopefully not sound too cheesy, but I want to say thank you. I mean, really wholeheartedly, you know, not getting like emotional, kind of like feeling the back of my eyes right now, but like, thank you, because we wouldn't be here with that support, with the online ordering and to-goes, and all the employees that were here before that have since moved on and left, that built this like structure, this base for us to build off of, you know, that's there. And the guests make it, you know, the guests, we feed off of that. People come in happy, people come in excited, people look at the menu and go, oh, that's, I got cocktails on there. Wow, oh, they got my favorite beer on. or the chicken piccata is still here. Those experiences are what drive us, you know, that we see as managers, and I would wholeheartedly as all the employees here, you know. The kitchen, they're super fired up and happy to be putting food on a plate and have it go out to a table. You know, like I said, putting stuff in a box gets monotonous, you know, and you don't see the end result. Like, here's the bag and go. Now we see the whole thing from start to finish, you know. The kids that come in here know where the crayons and paper are for their kids' menus. Kids who know where the mints are, because kids love the mints here, and you know, like they all know exactly where to go, and that's what it is. I guess I would really say thank you for the support to be able to get back to doing what I love and what we love as a company.
Finally, we wanted to check in with the new owners of Marigold Kitchen. Christy and Clark Heine worked at the Sunny Downtown Cafe for years. The couple met at Marigold, and they always knew they wanted to have their own place someday. When John Gato and Philip Hurley asked if they wanted to buy a place that was already beloved and busy, they jumped at the chance. When we sat down in their offices downtown, they had just gotten some key city approvals the day before. Did you see yourselves owning Marigold someday? Was that ever something you thought about or no?
No.
No. No. I wouldn't say so.
Kind of a surprise then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always wanted to own a restaurant. And yeah, this presented itself. And what a better way of a place that's known and loved and that we both love as well.
Totally. So. You guys met there, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Guilty. Yeah. Yeah, we did.
You are getting ready to reopen.
We are.
Marigold. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what you've been doing these past few weeks / months?
Yeah, we've been kind of had our blinders on as far as construction goes for the first initial couple weeks, and kind of reassessing vendors that we were using, the structure that we were going with, and of course the staffing that we would be bringing back. Then now we've been hiring for front of house, and certainly have found that there's a lot of wonderful candidates out there.
The hardest part has been managing everybody's schedules, because there's so many jobs going on right now. So it's just managing the HVAC people with the electrical and that kind of thing, and also getting the city permits and things like that.
When we talked before, you talked about the flow of the restaurant changing
Sure.
a little bit. Do you want to talk a little bit more about how that's coming together?
Yeah, definitely. We have flip-flopped, in a sense, where the to-go area used to be against the far wall. And that is kind of also the area where people congregated, and we're going to be kind of having that happen right around the door. Right when you come in, there will be a to-go shelf kind of right next to that wall area, along with also moving the POS systems down to kind of have more of a straight shot. So the line before kind of wrapped around, and it was just a lot of people in one spot. The coffee service will be different. We're going to be serving that behind the counter and not having a bottomless cup necessarily. We'll be going around filling up coffee, but it won't be such a bottleneck in that area. And then also we'll be having a water pitcher filler, like a actual station where we can fill up the water and have carafes for people and bring that to their table instead of having everybody kind of grab their own water as well. And we'll also try to, I think, initially capture parties at the door more and understand having a more present host.
Yeah. So are there going to be reservations? Are you planning
on? No, we're not going to do reservations. Yeah. It's something we went back and forth with, but the service style, it just doesn't really lend itself well to
it's a risk every time, right?
It is. And we don't want to lose that vibe of people who want to come in and grab and go. And you know, still, there's hopefully when the workforce really comes down to downtown, you know, everybody is on a time crunch. And certainly it will be nice to have that option as well for people to just come in and grab something to go and carry on with their day.
How has it been with hiring? Like, I'm hearing about staff challenges pretty much everywhere.
It's been great.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's word of mouth and how, the level of excitement in the community for it, but we are fully staffed right now.
Well, you were talking about it being kind of like a family with some of the folks who've been there for a really long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kitchen, we just had our kitchen staff meeting yesterday. Nice. Yeah, it was nice to see everybody, and they've also kind of reached out to their own extended friends or family, so we captured a couple more people.
Are you hoping to do some kind of soft open? Do you anticipate that would be possible for you?
No. We are open the floodgates.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
When we're open, we are planning and staffing that accordingly.
Yeah.
And hoping that we are.
Yeah. And having at
as
least.
As we once were.
Yeah. Trying to address those pinch points while hopefully not creating too many new problems.
One of the questions I've been asking a lot of folks is, like, how is service going to be different because you're now the owners and you're able to do some of this construction? It feels like a refresh in an even bigger way.
It's gone through a couple of facelifts, I think, every couple of years. You know, it's always kind of, John and Philip have tried, you know, to refresh the place with some new ideas and inject, obviously, some more life into it. And it's been successful for this long. So hopefully, we're hoping that we don't totally flip the script on everybody. You know, the interior will definitely look different, and our vibe will a little bit as well, but the food will be exactly what they remember, with some tweaks and other fun stuff.
Takeout and carry out and to go and that kind of thing, like the online ordering, that's going to be new as well, right? Or
it
different?
It was somewhat implemented, but we have posts for our point of sale, so we'll do our online ordering on there. We're also going to be doing delivery with DoorDash, which is brand new for Marigold, and we're excited to offer it, especially for like college students and stuff.
And catering, when that really starts picking up as well.
Well, you used to do a lot of catering,
we did.
I thought, yeah.
Yeah, and we have 4 parties on the books already.
Yeah,
so evening events, and we have actually quite a few other inquiries that have popped up, but we just aren't open yet.
When are you hoping to open in July? Do you have a date yet?
We do not have a concrete date. We're going to at the end of July.
The end of July?
The week of the 19th is what we're hoping for.
And that is dependent on construction primarily?
Construction, yeah.
Are there things you want people to know ahead of your opening?
Gosh.
Reopening, I should say.
I we are overly excited to bring, you know, our staff back and have everybody back that I have known for 20 years, being in there and making those relationships with our customers and former staff. We have people that are, you know, knocking on the doors, staff members maybe that we haven't seen for 5 years, popping in to say hi. And it's great to see everybody again.
Yeah, Marigold is a bigger thing than just, you know, us two and John and Philip. It's a lot of people that were involved in getting this back reopening, you know. ULI being landlords, our contractors, our families and friends, and it means a lot to a lot of people, so we can't wait to bring that back for everybody.
This has been The Corner Table, Reopening Sardine, a podcast about food and drink in Madison, Wisconsin, produced by the Capital Times. Patrick Christians composed and performs our music. Eric Lawrenson edits the show.
This is the final episode of our series about the reopening of Sardine. As I said at the top, you can and should go back and check out the rest if you miss them. Our archive has more than 100 episodes about summery stuff like popsicles and cream puffs and ballpark food. You can find all that on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you want.
Even though we're wrapping this up, the food coverage continues at CapTimes.com. I have been hosting a video series at Kesnix called Cooking with the Cap Times, which I think is a blast, and it's free to attend. Always and forever, I am Lindsay Christians.
And I am Chris Lay.
Our wish for you is a full, lengthy restaurant meal. Start with oysters and bubbly.
Get some roll mops. Order charcuterie.
Go all out on mussels and steak frites and finish it up with chocolate mousse and amaro.
Restaurants are back, baby.
Cheers. Cheers.
This podcast is sponsored by Exact Sciences, a leading provider of cancer screening and diagnostic tests. To learn more, visit exactsciences.com.